What are we talking about? Howdy, y'all.
This is Michael. Another episode of Unstoppable with Victoria and me and our three goldens in here right now. Uno, Stucco, and Rusty. And they're kind of hyper right now because I came in here. So, hello, wife.
Hello, husband.
What's our topics tonight?
I was floored that this was your suggestion to do this early because it's like pulling teeth sometimes to get you to participate in the production of a podcast.
Look, I barely have an education from high school. Okay. You have multiple degrees
Want to go. Yeah, I don't do all that.
and you speak very eloquent.
Eloquence.
And yeah, you have all the knowledge up in that noodle of yours.
Huh.
Y'all quit licking each other. Ah, you're gross. Why do y'all dogs lick each other's mouths? Nasty.
I could ask you, never mind. So, how was your day?
Great. Now, what would you like?
Why was your day great?
Because I came home to you
That's a very good
and our
answer.
daughter.
My husband does not like for them to lick him, even though back in the day he had plenty of bitches licking on him. I'm just saying.
Okay, so let's bring this up. How many of you dog owners like, allow, or let your dogs lick you?
I see it all the time on videos and stuff, all the time.
They eat shit. They eat their own shit.
This is going to get very.
Hey, leave that alone. They eat anything dead in the yard.
That sounds like
Okay.
a male slut's
No,
previous.
it could be a female dog. Okay.
Okay, but
Let's
let's look
not
at a
be
gigolo man. Let's look at a man who goes from
a
woman to
gigolo.
woman to
How old are
woman to
you?
woman. Let's look at a man
Who
who.
uses the term gigolo?
Let's look at a man stop going out in left field, and let's look at a man who goes from one
You're
bitch to
going out in
another
left
bitch
field.
to
I'm
another
talking
bitch
about dogs.
and makes out with them and then goes after another woman the same night. And then lets all
Okay,
that shit be up in their mouth. And you're gonna
metaphorically,
complain about
he is a
our
dog.
dogs?
Our
Why?
dogs are
Because all of them are
nasty.
in heat?
So the question is, how many of y'all allow your dogs to lick you?
Can I say me for you?
Oh, a dog's mouth is the cleanest. Oh, okay. Right.
And what about a cheating spouse whose mouth isn't so
We're not talking
clean
about cheating.
when the significant other is putting other things that shouldn't be there and then coming
Thank
home
you
to
for
their
listening to
spouse?
Contagious Smile Unstoppable with Victoria and Michael.
Hey, I had a pretty good morning, I have to say.
Yes. So
We can't say where.
she has led into the reason I wanted to do the
You
podcast
can't say where.
because we're always on the same page.
Except for the topic of putting stuff in your mouth.
So last time my wife, I came home and my wife had received another doctorate.
Whatever. What are you talking about doing
My
that? It is
yeehaw,
honorary, and that doesn't.
whatever, my yeehaw was not up to expectations. So now that she has received state certification
Vacation.
in Guardian ad litem, AD, yeah, so I'm saying a big woohoo for my wife. Yeehaw, yay, hurrah, shazah, whatever. Congratulations, Victoria, on getting state certified.
I'm so excited because I get to work with these amazing kids who have been pulled from their homes and basically be the eyes and ears for our judges to get off my stucco butt. Oh, that's Uno. Go ahead. So, I get to be the eyes and ears for the judges to figure out what kind of care plan is needed and the services that these kiddos need and how to make their life better. And so the only thing left is really
Get off of me.
this is his dog he's talking to. So the only thing left is that I have to go and get sworn in as an officer of the court by the judges, and so that should be no later than next week, which I'm very excited about.
Yes. We are, because now we know that these kids will have a fierce shark in the kiddie pool fighting for them. And that's just what some of them need, to give them a second, third, fourth chance. You know, sometimes they don't ask for the situation
No, and somebody's got to stand up and
they're in.
advocate for these kids and really be
I
there.
just snorted.
You did snort.
Instead of just passing the buck.
Some of these kids go through caseworker after caseworker through DFACS, and then if they get a guardian ad litem, which isn't always, then some of these kids just get, they fall through the cracks, and it's heart-wrenching because it really is sad. It's not these kids' fault at all.
So y'all, be sure to congratulate Victoria. However, you can get a hold of her.
And we totally forgot about this whole thing. He's looking.
Put on my old man glasses. You're a volunteer certified peer visitor. What is this?
Counselor. I'm now a certified counselor for the Amputee Coalition
Of course you are.
as well, so I can counsel amputees.
Of course you can.
Hey, I just got my identification card in the mail, and I was pretty excited.
All right, y'all, let's give her a hand.
You're an asshole. You don't have to worry about any extra handouts later, I'll tell you that.
No,
Oh no, nothing on that one? Yeah.
nothing.
I see. I see.
So, what's on the horizon? You've written some new books,
I have.
a lot of activity books
For kids.
for the
I've even done
kiddos.
one for foster children.
That's awesome.
And now we're doing classes, online classes, things of that nature, from how to just let your social media footprint soar to gaining followers. I was looking at our Instagram, and I don't know if you follow it as closely, but in the last like 24 hours, our Instagram has gained like another 18,000 followers in like
Wow.
since I last
That's
looked at
awesome.
it. Yeah. And I want to do a huge shout out to Lisa Leslie, who sent a message, which was so nice. She is like an inspiration to all women because, she's a multi-time gold winning medalist for the Olympics representing the
Oh, that's the
US.
woman I heard.
And
That's the Lisa Leslie.
then she's like total badass basketball, NBA, and all the dogs just went kaplow. And took all of my husband's hoarding, can't contain his organizational pile of crap in the corner of the office down with it.
Those are your legal pads and her.
Negatory, mi amore. That's not true. That's absolutely not correct. So,
Proceed with Lisa Leslie.
she's an amazing woman and she's an inspiration to women and to girls, especially little girls. We need positive role models for little girls these days because, who are they gonna look at? Taylor Swift? Don't even get me started on the Swifties. Like we don't have enough time for that. But like really, who out there is a woman that little girls can look up to now? I mean, they don't come around as frequently as. Am I boring you because you're yawning, or does that I just woke up from a 4-hour, 10-minute nap.
I worked today.
And then you had a 4-hour nap.
I barely had 30 minutes.
Wrong. Do you want to get faith?
Okay, it was maybe an hour
Do you want to get faith?
and a half.
Do you want me to get our daughter in here?
But it was more like 10 minutes.
No, it was
Yes.
4 hours. Yes. Yes, it was. But the boys need a positive role model too, not just girls. I mean, so, like, and now I heard today, you're going to say what? There is a new term called, I might say it wrong, so I apologize to anyone out there I might offend, fray sexual. It's the newest LGBTQ
Fray.
fray sexual.
Okay.
I think it's right. Fray sexual. I don't want to mispronounce it, but it is when you are attracted and want to have sexual relations with a stranger more than being with someone you know. That's the new term. Like a total stranger. Just that's the that I noticed and learned that today. That's like a new terminology. I can't keep up with all these terms. And I feel bad because I'm like, okay, I just learned what like a pansexual is and a and metrosexual, and there's so many terms to learn, you know. And now when you go to the doctor or you go to the hospital, they have their pronouns on their cards, on their ID cards. So she, her, there, or whatever, because they find everybody finds it offensive if you address them incorrectly.
So this generation will pass on the terminology to their kids if they have kids or foster or surrogate kids, whatever. And then that group will slightly pass it on to their kids. And then by the fourth generation, it'll start fading out.
I don't know about all that. I mean,
Wow.
I think that kids today,
50 years of this.
not all kids by any means, but a good number of kids these days feel entitled and they feel like they don't owe certain things, like things should just be given to them and handed to them. And
Oh no, you owe me to clean your room, to do the dishes, to do laundry.
right, but
I
I'm
mean, that's the least
saying,
you can do for your parents.
right, but then you have kids that are like, oh, I know I might have really royally screwed up and done something just forgetfully bad, and I'm gonna like stop talking to you or stop being around you or ignore you or whatever the case may be. But in order to get me back, I want X, Y, and Z. Like that is not okay. Like I was helping a family and I was just reading about them, and there was a family and the mom had a son, and the stepdad was trying to get him to go play whatever, softball, baseball, whatever. And he bought him a glove, and it was the wrong glove. Like it was the wrong, he had asked him to go with him to buy a glove, and the kid was like, no. So he picked up a glove. This is a teenage boy, and he picked up the glove. The stepdad brought the glove home and said, hey, why don't we go out in the backyard and throw? And he was like, why? I can do it on my video games. You know, leave me alone, whatever. So he stopped speaking to him altogether and was like, you annoyed me because you went out and got the wrong glove. And he's like, I tried to take you to show me the right glove to get. He's like, you don't even know how to play. So it's an insult. Like, if I had spoken to my grandparents like that, I would have been knocked into my 50s. Like, it's mind blowing that, and kids today, just not all, but a lot of them have no reserve or filter when it comes to how they speak to elders. They just feel like they can say whatever they want and play the, oh, you're offending me card, so stop. And that is not okay.
Yeah, you already know I grew up in the 80s.
No, you didn't. You grew up in the 70s.
Half of 70s, 80s. But I got my ass whooped by a belt. I had to go pick out my own switch, my own instrument of torture.
You probably picked out the thinnest little tiny twiggy thing.
No, you get the thicker ones.
Why?
The aerodynamics on the thin one. Oh, I get chills. I get goosebumps right now thinking about that stinging.
How many times do you think you got whacked?
Whacked. I got whooped. I didn't get whacked. I got whooped.
How many times did you get whooped?
And those y'all out there laughing at me, y'all
I'm
know you got your
laughing.
ass whooped too.
I never got hit. Never.
I didn't say hit.
I didn't get spanked, popped, slapped,
Well, that's
none of
what's
it.
wrong with
Really? Really?
Y'all should see her face.
I think I did more than made up for it later in life.
Yeah, she
But
did, babe.
seriously, like I lived, like I didn't want to ever disappoint my grandparents. Ever, ever, ever. And I remember the first time I said damn in front of, oh my God. You know, I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But I never got popped. Even my bios never popped or spanked, or they just ignored you, which to me is worse.
Well, you know, I we don't advocate for
beat the hell out of kids, and we don't
I don't
advocate for
agree with spanking.
hitting, but I believe in whooping.
I don't.
And you know, it
Here,
didn't
here's
hurt
the,
me too bad.
well,
I mean, literally,
here's my question. Here,
but
we're gonna go ahead and start court. Here's my question. So there are schools where kids get whacked or whooped by a teacher. Now, how is that okay when a teacher can go up and discipline a child and it's justified? But if a parent whooped a child and they came to school, DFACS was called and an investigation was opened. So how is it okay that a stranger, basically, who is teaching or supposedly teaching our kids can do it, but a parent cannot? That is a double standard because I'll tell you what, if any of our kids ever got whacked by a teacher, holy shit. That's all I gotta say.
okay, so maybe it's the paper trail involved. Okay, the kid does something he's not supposed to against the rules, gets called in the principal's office. It's now documented by a teacher. Now the principal has verified it, and disciplinary action is written down on paper, in school suspension, or you know,
Detention.
three licks. Okay.
Would you allow any of our children to get licked by someone at
Okay,
school?
let's rephrase that.
Okay.
Lick.
All right.
Okay.
Would you allow any of our
Paddling.
children to get pat oh God,
Yeah.
paddled by a teacher?
Yes, I would.
You would.
Yes.
Woo! You know what I would do? I'd go in there, I'd tell the teacher, or I'd tell the student that got whooped by it to hold that board. And I'm gonna say, let me show you how I got my national title. Hold that board, I'm gonna show you how I break it. And I would break that board and put it on the desk and say, do it again. No teacher has a right to go and put hands on a kid. Just like a person doesn't have a right to put their hands in an unwarranted manner on another person. There are ways to discipline without violence. I'm sorry, but Faith has never been popped. She's never been spanked, whooped, whipped, whatever you want to call it. And everybody talks about how resilient, sweet, amazing this kid is. You don't have to be whooped. There's a way around it. Like instead, when she did wrong, because she's a normal human kid and they do all do wrong at some point in time, I would always say to her, you know what? I don't like what you did. I love you with every beat of my heart. I don't like what you did. So let's try to find a way to correct it. But I still love you. And this was your choice. Your action was your choice. So let's learn from it. That's why a pencil has an eraser. Or you chose not to do your homework, so now you're choosing to have that phone turned off at a certain time. That was a choice you made. I'm not taking the phone away from you. You are choosing to not have your phone because you chose not to complete your schoolwork. And that is what makes a huge difference. It's about respect. How do you expect our kids to respect us if we don't respect them? And there is
Oh,
a
no.
million different ways
Right. But first,
without laying hands, thank you, Rusty, without laying hands on them in a disciplinary action.
you know, it's like one of the only things we disagree on.
Well, I'll blame your mom on that.
Because there are kids out there that, 100% in my opinion, they need to be whooped.
There's other ways to discipline them without having to whoop them.
Right.
Without having to whoop
I
them.
understand it. But there's also ways to discipline them by whooping them.
No, absolutely don't agree. Because everybody today says, oh, well, you beat your wife? Well, guess what? You must have gotten beat as a child. So it's okay that you're beating your wife because you had a bad childhood. So it's okay. And they justify it as such. No, it's not. I have the right to have a freaking mental breakdown, and I never have. That's just not acceptable. Like today, the laziness of everybody. Okay, instead of trying to get to the root of the problem and figure it out and make a correction and learn from it, just paddle, paddle doesn't correct it. It's just, you know, a quick fix. It's like a band-aid that's not really going to go and make the situation close up. So now today we have cars that park themselves, cars that drive themselves. You know, these are things that make it okay to be absolutely lazy. And we wonder why kids feel like they are so just earn the right for everything. And there's a way around it without hitting your kid. I was never paddled. You sit there and say, okay, that explains it. I've never been incarcerated, never been detained. I mean,
Why have you never been incarcerated?
why have I never been incarcerated? I never did anything illegal.
Is that the same reason you've never been paddled?
No, but I'm just
Because you
saying.
didn't break the rules in school?
No, I did.
This one?
But I, you know, of course I skipped school once.
Skipping school is not disciplinary.
I'm just saying, but
That's truancy.
I am saying that not every kid has to go through like some physical
Not every
altercation.
kid
No
gets
kid
whooped
should
in
have to
school.
go
The
and get.
bad kids get whooped
And why do you
because.
think they're bad? Because they want attention somewhere because they're getting negative attention at home. And so they need an outcry. They need a safe place, and their safe place should be at home. And if they aren't having a safe home, that's where I get to start coming in and find them one.
That's right, because you're now a gal.
I'm a gal. And I'll tell you what, I like wait till you find some guy who I find is beating up on a kid. And then that's going to be the problem. Seriously, there is no reason. I'm mad at you. Go away, Uno. There is no reason at all for some kid. Okay, let me ask you this, Karma. What age do you think is too old to paddle a kid?
Too old, probably about you're getting about 14, 15. They should have learned life's lessons up till then.
So you have kids that are sexually active in elementary school now, and you think that, and these kids are endowed, and you know, they're like, when I was in elementary school, we didn't look like we had already started puberty, and now these fifth graders look like they're high schoolers. And you like to think that somebody can walk up and just spank them for any reason is absolutely not okay. They need to learn
What about
how.
school?
I'm talking about in general.
You're not just going to spank a child for no reason.
Some people do.
Well, no, that's child abuse.
Okay.
Okay? Just like when I was in law enforcement, if I caught you breaking the law, you got whooped. You went to jail. That was your
But you
whooping.
didn't, okay, but you didn't get physically abused.
Sometimes I had to get physical with them.
Seriously?
Seriously, I had to get in fights. Whether it was passive resistance, aggressive
But
resistance,
when you're talking about
a foot
an
chase.
adolescent ch individual who is not even developed completely in every way, whether it be neurological,
Okay, now you're on the
psychological,
other spectrum.
to say it's okay, oh, because you didn't clean your room, that I'm going to pop you on your butt or whatever. Do you think that's really going to make a difference? Do you think they're going to clean the room the next day? They're going to be like, oh, okay, it's going to sting for a minute. Let's go. No, go to bed early, take away something, let them earn it back. There's so many other ways to go about this besides just whack and be done. Like I'll argue this all day long.
I
There
know.
is no justification to me that would make it okay to hit a kid.
There you go again, hitting a kid.
Popping, spanking, paddling, when your hand or something within your hand makes physical contact with a child. That's hitting. Whether it's hitting with a twig, a paddle, a belt, whatever. It's just the adjective used to describe it. The point is that it's making physical contact with a child, which is inexcusable.
Okay, so I can see that we were not progressing the subject.
Because I'm right.
And no, I did
Yes.
not say you were right.
You don't have to.
You're right in your own opinion.
If somebody, God forbid,
Oh Lord, here we go.
hit Faith, what are
Oh,
you going to do?
there's a hole. That's all I
So
got to say. There's
that
a
makes you a
hole.
hypocrite.
I don't care. It's, no.
What?
No.
That's what? That's what? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. So that's what?
I reserve the
No,
right.
not in my courtroom.
Yes.
That's why,
I
say it,
reserve
my
the
wife
right.
wins.
No.
That's why I'm the wild card.
Jackson, you're fired.
Overruled. That is why I am the wild card. I am. the expert.
Yeah, this is why y'all love her.
Because I will battle for somebody that needs to have someone stand up in their corner. And I will not back down. But seriously, if somebody hit any of our kids, hell have no fury than a redhead. It's not like I leave fingerprints.
Why don't you have a judge on and
I've
talk
had
about
a
the
judge.
same questions?
I have.
Your Honor, in your opinion, do you believe that these kids should have been whooped?
I've had this
And this
conversation
went
already.
with whom?
Judge
Judge
Christopher
Megan?
Callahan.
Okay. On air?
Yeah, go way
Really?
back and check it out.
You've got over 200 podcasts under your belt.
Well, that's how many I've done and produced, not how many I've been on. Chris told you from the very beginning, I've known him forever and a day, and he was like a brother to
Node.
me. Node. See what I'm getting that redneck way about me, I
How do you spell
guess.
that? Nodeed.
Webster.
Yeah, she's so damn cute.
Yes, what you say about fat kids and babies.
Am I discriminating against skinny people? No.
You told me when we were dating that if I gained weight,
Here we go.
you would break up with me.
And did I?
I didn't gain any
No.
weight. I was
You dumped me.
obsessed because you lied to me for 4.5 years about your marital status.
Didn't help it. I was married.
You never told me that.
Well, I did.
The
And
day I broke up with
now
you.
look where we are.
The day I broke up with you, you
I
told
have to go
me.
shave.
Why? Is it a little warm in here?
No. My Fu Manchu goatee.
But in all fairness, see, I will
It's
defend
itchy.
you, is that you have literally turned yourself into a 180 in comparison. Like you kept all the amazing, great things about the man I fell in love with back then. But then the stuff that was just not as great as others, you've gotten rid of and become such a like an asset to me and to Faith. And
Y'all just heard her. She said, I've become an ass.
no, you've always been an ass, but like you've always been my rock and my best friend and my soulmate, my partner, except you just went, around the corner of, super stupid for a minute with this whole like paddle thing. Because I'm telling you, if somebody came up and said, I whacked Faith, you would be like fighting to get out the door before me and I'd already be gone. So you can, and you should see his face right now because he's just saying, I know, dear, you're right. I know. I know. So what's next? A doctor can hit a kid? Because a teacher can? Can a doctor?
Yeah,
Can
they always cause enough pain.
a. So, and you don't think sitting in a teacher in a classroom with some boring ass teacher who doesn't know her ass from her elbow isn't painful?
No.
Because you skip so much. That's
Or I went
why.
to sleep.
Not you.
Yes.
You slept in class.
Yes.
You never slept in any of my classes.
Teacher told me to bring a pillow.
You had your own chair in the principal's office. You never slept in any of my classes I taught. What are you humming? What is hum?
Okay, I didn't sleep in your class.
You didn't.
Yo, that does not mean that she's old.
No, I taught him in service training for law enforcement, and he never slept in any of my classes. Ever. It's a good thing you're hot. That's all I'm gonna say. So, have you changed your mind and willing to admit now that you were incorrect in the statement of
No, I still believe in whooping.
no? Well, it's amazing, yet still, Faith has never been whooped.
So, as a canine officer, we train the dogs with correction. Sometimes that
Are
correction,
you
oh, yeah,
comparing a dog to
I'm
a child?
comparing the training.
This is going to be really good. Go ahead.
No. That's all I'm saying.
Well, why don't you finish your statement? Because you're kind of leaving it half answered by what you said.
Some kids need to be trained
Without violence.
without violence.
So, no whooping.
If no
You
violence
without violence.
work,
You just said without violence. Came out of your mouth. Without violence.
maybe they need their little butt whooped
No.
when they're young, excuse me.
No.
keep them from becoming worse.
So then how do you justify it when I've had so many people come to me and say, well, he got spanked when he was little. He got beat when he was little from his parents. So that's why he beats me and I can't leave my husband because I, you know, he.
There's a difference. There's a
What's the
line.
difference? And as a boy or girl growing up, they know that difference when they haven't even developed the frontal lobe of their brain isn't even developed until they're in their 20s. So they're gonna know back then when the frontal lobe isn't even developed yet. They're gonna know back then, oh, I
Okay,
might be
Carly.
eight, but it's okay that I didn't eat my peas, so let me pull my pants down and let daddy go get a switch.
Okay, that sounded perverted, but we're not dealing with the frontal lobe. We're dealing with the buttocks. Okay?
Insane.
There's a lot of buttocks and meat back there.
But yet Faith has never been
And how
spanked.
many kids have died from a butt whooping on the butt?
I'm sure we can find some.
On the butt.
It doesn't justify it.
How many comments do you think we get about this?
A lot, and they're all going to say you're wrong.
Right. They're going to say, Victoria, you're wrong. Your
No, they're going
husband's
to say
right.
you're wrong.
And then we're going to have someone to say, oh, I'm a swinger. I'm on the fence. I go
We'll get like a
50-50.
Jill.
As long as we don't get a
Jill. The one who.
now, what was that word you use? A phrasem? Phrase-fraker?
Phrasexual.
Phrase-sexual, yes. Yay.
What if you got Jill?
I don't want a Jill.
No, that's the
I
one
love
who.
Victoria.
That's the one. Remember, Jill's the one who came after
Jill's an
me.
idiot. Jill's just an idiot.
She's the one who said, you know, girls should be able to wear skimpy clad clothes.
Now,
So, does that make it okay that the boyfriend popped the girl if she's not acting accordingly to their set of standards?
no.
Why? A teacher can do it. So why is it okay? A teacher can do it. A step parent can do it. A parent can do it. So now
Okay, a law enforcement officer can do it.
he can get charged.
He could, but he's in
It's
most of every
different if
right.
he's different if he's only escalated one level above.
Okay. Hi, I'm Officer Michael. I'm on the scene. Sir, please drop the weapon. You're under arrest for discharging a firearm in public. Okay, you
Okay, but now that's deadly force and he's already threatening her life.
no. He's dropped the gun.
Okay,
Okay.
but then you start at a much lower
Sir,
level.
put your hands behind your back. No. F you, officer.
Where's the taser? If he's
Okay.
flicking to
Now,
run and refuses to listen, because
you went straight to the taser.
I'm not going to say use deadly force.
You know how bad the taser hurts?
Yes, I've been tased.
Okay, it hurts.
I know. I have the video of you getting a
Okay,
tased
that is
originally.
painful compared to a whooping.
That is not the same
Why
thing.
not? It's causing
He
pain.
just tried to kill somebody.
No, I said he discharged a firearm in public.
Okay, what if it hit somebody? You didn't tell me if it hit anybody or not.
I didn't.
Okay, so we don't know at this point.
Okay. Let's
Where's the
say
gun?
it's on the ground. He dropped
You
it.
didn't say that.
I'd said, sir, drop the weapon. He dropped the weapon.
How many times they comply the first time you tell them?
This is
Not
my
many.
suspect
To
that's getting pain electrocuted by 10,000 volts or
don't
whatever.
handcuff them and leave them on the patio or the porch or the balcony.
I didn't say, where's that? We're on the beach.
The beach.
Why not? It's public.
Public, no,
He might have been drunk in
in a
public.
bar, in a bar. I love you.
I love you most.
Yeah, but I'm right.
To take us out?
No, I'm gonna let you.
I'm gonna allow
No,
you.
go ahead.
How's your friend, by the way?
Which one?
Allow.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Haven't heard from her.
I have.
Oh, really? Oh, that's nice. So again, kudos to
What's your name?
Lisa,
Leslie.
Leslie, Lisa,
Rock star. Lisa Leslie.
Lisa, Leslie. I'm horrible with names.
Badass girl. Like
Yeah.
an inspiration to women and girls everywhere. Yes.
And you've already had her on?
No, I
You're
would love to
going
have
to
her
have her on?
on. Oh, hell yeah, I'd have her on. Who else? You actually got me a little excited today because I'm keeping it
Oh,
clean.
gee, thanks.
Because you
I got
mentioned
you a little
the
excited.
name Voss.
Wow.
Oh,
Everything
I would
I
love
will
to
say that.
get the FBI negotiating mastermind Chris Voss on the show.
Would he get you a
His,
little excited?
not that way. Not that way. No, not at all.
You're hilarious.
No.
You're pretty quiet.
I'm just waiting on you to take us out.
No. Chris Voss,
No.
James Spader.
No, I wouldn't do anything with any of them because I have you. Now what?
Thank y'all
Not even Jason Statham.
for listening to A Contagious Smile, Unstoppable. Y'all comment. Who's right? Who's wrong?
You did say you weren't going to take us out. Look what you're doing. Everybody loves our banter. They think it's awesome.
No, they love to hear you.
No, they love to hear us. Our numbers are so much higher when you actually do a show with me. You've already seen this for
Well, this one
yourself.
was pretty short. This is probably what, 20 minutes?
I don't know. I wasn't watching the time.
What was an eye that was watching your eyes, your green eyes, red hair. Unstoppable with Victoria and Michael. This episode has now been concluded. Thank y'all. We'll see y'all again. Y'all go on our website.